got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, let's get into it. Let's answer our first letter. It comes from Jamie, age 40. Jamie writes, "Gentlemen, my wife and I have been trying to get pregnant for a few months now. Is it possible that Chris could help us out?" No, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
Whoa there, buddy.
Just kidding.
Step away from the microphone.
Just kidding.
I've got four kids. I've already done my part.
He says it hasn't happened yet. Still, she says she just knows that it's going to happen soon. And she's expecting me to get her a gift for Mother's Day.
No.
Is it weird that my wife wants a Mother's Day gift? What should I get her? No. Jamie, I'm sorry. You got to explain to her that that doesn't happen until you actually have one, running around. You got to have one.
No. Wait a minute.
No.
If a woman is expecting.
No.
Come on. If she's got the big belly bulge, she's 7, 8, 9 months along.
Mm-mm.
It is a very nice gesture for the husband. Notice I said husband, not partner.
Right.
The husband.
I agree with you.
To give her a Mother's Day gift.
I don't know. I think you're setting up a dangerous trend there, buddy.
I think that would be a very nice and romantic thing to do. A thank you for bearing my child and bringing him or her into the world gift. I think that would be very nice.
I think that's setting up a dangerous trend.
But not this when we don't know if we even have liftoff yet. This is a different category than that, and
no.
I'm not on board here.
No, I don't.
Maybe the gift would be a visit to a fertility doctor to see who is shooting blanks. That would be in order, wouldn't it?
You've done that, haven't you?
No, I have not.
You're a liar.
Would you be afraid to go to a fertility clinic if your spouse is saying that I want a Mother's Day gift and I'm not sure if we've conceived yet?
Why would I be afraid?
Because that's someone who wants it bad.
Well,
really wants the child very, very badly.
I wouldn't be. I'd be okay with it. Next letter comes to us from Chloe. Chloe is 30 years old. She apparently says, when I was 12, all I wanted was the Alanis Morissette album Jagged Little Pill. My parents wouldn't let me have it because it was too risque.
That's a filthy album for a 12-year-old.
Absolutely is.
Oh.
I go along with the parents. Now, my birthday was on Friday, and all I asked my husband was I wanted a fancy knife for when I'm cooking. So in other words, from 12 to 30, things have changed in her life, okay? Mm-hmm. In passing, I also mentioned the Jagged Little Pill story. What did my husband get me for my birthday? That stupid Alanis Morissette album. I don't even like her music anymore, and it's been 20 years. Was my husband trying to be sentimental with this gift, or was his gift just lame?
No, he was trying to be sentimental. It was like it was like a mixtape that you would give to your girlfriend back in the day, you know?
Yeah, back off, Chloe. Gee whiz.
You know what, Chloe? I had someone who I thought was very wise who told me this once. You assume benevolence. You don't assume that the other person is being a jerk until you have some kind of evidence to prove that.
You assume
that something like this is a misunderstanding.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Obviously, the guy has never listened to Jagged Little Pill because that entire album is about her very messy breakup with Dave Coulier from Full House.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, I mean,
Coulier. That's funny.
You don't know if you told him the story because that's what you really wanted. He took it the wrong way.
Did he get the knife, too?
She didn't say whether he got the knife or not. I think if I were him, I would be afraid to give her a knife at this point. But I think what she ought to take away from this is that he listened and paid attention and was thought it was, wow, she wanted that, you know, maybe he should have got the knife, too. But still, I think it was.
And on his birthday, she can get him a Red Ryder BB gun with the
200 shot with the compass in the stock.
Yes, there you go.
You'll put your eye out.
All right, the next letter comes from Polly. She goes, "I've been dating this dog that thinks he's a superhero." No, I'm just kidding.
Polly Purebred.
There
good
you
joke.
Go.
Underdog. Yeah, okay.
Polly says, "I've been going to my hairdresser for 8 years, and she's never messed up my hair until yesterday." I explained what I wanted, but she got it completely wrong. The color was off, and it looked like a kid's art project. Polly, I don't want to make you self-conscious, but we all saw you downtown, and you're right. That's hideous. Anyway, it was so bad.
How bad was it?
It was so bad that I didn't know what to say, so I told her it was different. and it would take some time to get used to.
Danger.
Yeah.
Danger.
She then charged me $200 for the color. Should I have told her that I hated my hair? Would it make our relationship awkward? Oh, Lord.
Wait a minute. You don't have a relationship with your hair. You have a professional relationship with your hairstylist. Well, they're doing a service for you.
Yeah, but see, women don't look at hair, getting their hair done the way you and I look going down and getting the oil changed or the brakes done on the car. You know, if we take the car down to the mechanic and he screws it up, we go in there and say, hey, this isn't right. You got to fix this. We got no problem doing that. Women, it is more of a relationship with their hairdresser than it is anything else.
Because only their hairdresser knows for sure.
Let's be serious about this, Polly. You dropped 200 bills on getting your hair done.
If you want a little shorter or the curl is not quite right or whatever, at the $200 level, speak up.
And I think your
First
hairdresser...
of all, who spends that much to get their hair done?
Lots. More people than you realize.
Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
I would share a story with you about the time that my wife went and got her hair done.
But you'd be sleeping on the couch tonight.
I would be. When I was told what the bill was, I choked.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Choked her or choked...
No, no. I thought, you know, I knew it was going to be expensive. I knew it was going to be pricey. Right. But it was a lot more pricey than I thought it was going to be. But she looked beautiful.
I did it all for you, dear.
Nice recovery.
Nice save. You like that?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Polly, here's the thing. The point that I want to make here is if your hairdresser messed it up, she's going to want to know, okay? Her job is to make you happy with the way you look. You're not happy, chances are you're not going to go back. Repeat business is very important.
Do you have to leave a tip when you spend $200 to get your hair done?
Yes. A big one.
Yes, you do. Absolutely. You want it done the right way when you come.
I can't fathom spending more to get your hair done than you make on it for a car payment in some cases. I mean, come on.
No.
I mean, that's just.
Well, not all the time. But look, well, all
once
you.
They go once a month, right? Once a month to get your hair done?
Yeah, but they don't spend that much.
No,
every,
okay.
You know, I mean, it's, I don't think so. You're not going to ever have to worry about it. If you could go to see Floyd with Parkinson's and your hair would look.
That's true.
Better.
I could really cut my own, actually, if I wanted to do it.
My old barbers in Brooklyn, Vinny and Sal.
Really?
I got taken there because they spoke Italian, and my grandfather wanted to go to the barber shop and speak Italian to them.
I bet you you can still smell what the shop smelled like.
Hey.
Vinny and Sal knew one haircut and one haircut only. Yeah. Everyone came out of Vinny and Sal's looking exactly the same.
Yeah. It was a buzz cut, too, wasn't it?
You bet. Trimmed in the back, straight across the back, and flat up top. Out you go.
We're going to do a good job on your hair. Hey, Vinny, where's the Tupperware bowl? Eh?
WSAU, we'll be right back.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
While that Cinco de Mayo was a total bust, I should have seen it coming when hardly anyone ate the chips and guacamole they put out in the conference room. Why didn't any cool people want to go out after work? Usually it's tacos and Cadillac margaritas, followed by more Cadillac margaritas, and then the telling of random office secrets. This year it was just tacos, regular margaritas. I mean, regular margarita, not plural. Followed by the telling of the most boring stories ever about how everyone got their jobs at the office and how long they've been working there. Nothing about who's hooking up, who photocopied their butts, or who's getting fired for sexual harassment. If I wanted that much lameness, I could have just waited out the week and celebrated Mother's Day. Oh, crap, I need to get a card.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.